Let yourself sit in a way that is comfortable, relaxed, present, both at ease and alert. Feel your body resting on the earth. Allow the breath to settle and quiet. And come into the reality of the present. Here and now, the breath breathes itself, and the waves of thoughts and feelings rise and fall like waves of the ocean around the breathing. Let yourself think of or remember some circumstance in your life that is particularly difficult. And let yourself remember being back there in the thick of this difficulty. As you do, let yourself remember and see with your mind's eye just what it looks like and feels like to be in the throes of this difficult circumstance. Notice what your body feels like. Notice the emotions and states of mind that fill you at this time. Notice the level of tension or discomfort and how you are reacting and responding to this difficulty. Let yourself be in the midst of it and notice what everyone else is doing, their energies, and the way the difficulty manifests. See it, remember it, feel it, and let yourself witness it getting as bad as it ever gets. Notice your body, notice the circumstances and the states of mind, and all that is going on around you. Now, in the midst of this great difficulty, all of a sudden, there is a knock at the door, or a ring of the doorbell, or even if you're outside, you notice at a distance that someone is coming. If you're with others, whoever you're with, you say, "Excuse me a moment, excuse me, I have to answer this." And you prepare yourself to go out and greet who's coming. A great wisdom figure, a luminous being who carries compassion and understanding and courage and will show you how to work with this difficulty. It might be the Buddha or Kuan Yin, the goddess of infinite compassion. It might be Mother Mary or Jesus or Solomon, the carrier of wisdom, or Gandhi. Any figure that is luminous and a carrier of compassion and wisdom may appear. So now turn and let yourself be surprised as you go out to see who arrives. This luminous figure will walk toward you and come right up and acknowledge you and say, "Having a hard day?" And you smile. And they say to you, "Let me help you. Let me show you how I would handle this. You give me your body, so I am inside you, and I will let you become invisible and you can follow me along. No one will know that the Buddha or the goddess of infinite compassion is within you." So now you follow them back into the difficulty. Notice as they enter how their body feels in entering the difficulties. Notice, too, the states of mind and heart as they attend to this conflict or problem. Notice how they listen and allow the difficulties to begin to play out. Let them show you how they respond. Let yourself visualize, imagine, see, sense in any way you can what this luminous being in your body can do to receive and respond and act with wisdom and compassion in this difficult circumstance. Let them teach you. And as they listen and observe and respond, let them finish up what they can do for now. And again, they turn toward whomever they're with and say, "Excuse me, I have to go out again for a moment." Or they leave those circumstances, whatever they are, and you follow them back to the place where you met them. Now let yourself picture, sense, imagine that they give you back your body and resume their original form. And there, standing in front of you, is this luminous being. Before they go, they reach under their robes to offer you a gift. Let yourself picture, visualize, imagine, think of, sense any way you can, them placing a gift in your hand that is a symbol of exactly what you need. And if this symbol of exactly what you need to help you through the difficulties is not clear, hold it up to the light. Allow it to be known. You thank them for the gift, and before they go, they touch you gently and whisper in your ear a few last words of advice, just what you need to understand. Let yourself hear, listen, imagine, think of the words of advice from this wisdom figure to help you through such difficulties. And as you imagine and receive the wisdom from this figure, carry this, the gift they've given you, the understandings and demonstration of how to enter this difficulty wisely. Pay your respects to them and let them go. And now bring yourself back to the present moment with a little bit of reflection.